Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Kobe Hanek. Kobe joined Weebit Nano as CEO in 2017. He has 15 years of experience in engineering and engineering management roles and 28 years of experience in sales management and executive roles. Welcome back to the podcast, Kobe.
Thanks, Daniel.
First, can you start with a quick company pitch for Weebit Nano?
Yeah, sure. Weebit is in the memory space, developing a new non-volatile memory technology called resistive RAM, or ReRAM for short. ReRAM is a very advanced technology, much faster than flash, lower power consumption, better endurance, and many other advantages over flash. I think the two main advantages are it's cheaper to manufacture, and it is it can scale down to smaller geometries, and those are really very important advantages. And I think today the market is really moving towards ReRAM, so these are very exciting times for us.
Great. Can you provide us a little bit more detail on why the industry needs a new non-volatile memory solution?
Yeah, you know, today the non-volatile memory of choice is flash. This is what everyone's using. It's been around for many decades. I think that even, you know, almost 20 years ago, people started realizing that flash has some limits, and they were looking for a new technology. You know, over the past 20 years, you could see if it was ferroelectric RAM or if it was PCM under the different names that were used, 3D XPoint or Optane. There was MRAM. There have been a lot of different types of options for replacing flash because flash is slow. Flash consumes a lot of power. And more than everything, flash basically is hitting the limit, around 28 nanometer. It really, I haven't seen anyone scale flash below 28 nanometer. And as you know, most of the advanced designs today are at 22 and below. So people really need a solution, and they don't want to have a two-chip solution where the flash is in a separate chip. They want to have the non-volatile memory embedded into their chip. I think over the years, the different options basically fell. PCM or Optane and the different versions of it. Intel gave up on it. Micron gave up on it. You have today basically, I guess, STMicro is still using it, but it's not really something that people are considering broadly. MRAM for a while was a strong option, and I mean it's out there in mass production and being used, but MRAM is very expensive to manufacture. It uses rare earth materials, and I think more recently what people have been seeing is that designs or chips with MRAM, you know, you'd be surprised. The M stands for magnetic, and you'd be surprised how many magnetic fields surround us. And there have been cases where products with MRAM had their memory impacted by magnetic fields. So big consumer companies made it very clear they're not going to use MRAM. So for us, this has been, you know, kind of a journey. But today, I think the market is really realizing that ReRAM is it, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, I agree completely. Kobe, what are a couple of the applications you can point to that will benefit from ReRAM?
Oh, there are quite a few such applications. One of the hottest ones right now for us has been power management. You know that today devices, so many devices run on batteries, and charging them. You have smart charging, you know, the boxes that you have on the cables that plug into the wall, and you need an MCU now to control the charging so that you know, you charge faster or slower based on different parameters. An MCU means you need a non-volatile memory. Now, if you try to implement it with a flash, flash is front end of line technology. So basically it sits right next to the analog circuitry and impacts it, and you can't really have the most optimal circuit. So many people today implement it as a two-chip solution. They have the power management in one chip and the MCU in another chip. This is obviously not cost effective and has a lot of limitations. So ReRAM is a back end of line solution, comes on top of the design and doesn't really interfere with it. And this is really getting people in the power management space very excited. So we have a lot of interest from those kinds of companies. You have the automotive guys that are going down to small geometries and need a solution, and flash can't scale down to those geometries. We've also demonstrated already that we can achieve 150 degrees and you know, really the extreme conditions that the automotive guys want. You know, today many people talk about AI inference at the edge. You know, originally people thought that maybe inference could be done in the data center, but the bandwidth required to send all the data to the data center and the power, etc., is not feasible really. So today you want to have the inference done at the edge device. But then again, since many of these chips are 22 nanometer and below, you need to have the AI coefficients on a flash on a separate chip, which again has many limitations. It's costly. The chip itself that's doing the AI is running off of SRAM. You basically load the coefficients from the flash into an SRAM in order to run. So you can't turn the system off. It's volatile, right? A lot of limitations there. Replacing the SRAM with a ReRAM, you basically eliminate the second chip with the flash. You can have the coefficients in the ReRAM. The ReRAM bits are smaller, so you can actually have more coefficients. It's non-volatile. You can turn the system off when it's you know, when the sensors are not sensing anything or etc. So there are a lot of advantages there. You know, IoT devices want lower power. They run on batteries, and again, we're lower power consumption. Aerospace want to have rad hard solutions, and we're naturally rad hard. So I think basically in any application area that you want, we have advantages. I would even say significant advantages over flash, and that's really what's driving this move towards ReRAM.
And when do you expect to see the uptake of ReRAM in the mainstream?
So we're seeing it happen now, actually. You know, for a long time, the market was trying the different options, as I mentioned. But now, when people realized that with MRAM, I mean, MRAM is going to stick around. It's not going to disappear, but it has quite a few limitations, like I mentioned, mainly cost and the sensitivity to magnetic fields. So once the big consumer companies made it clear that they don't want to use MRAM, we saw, for example, TSMC a year and a half ago, they released their NVM roadmap, and it was all MRAM, and ReRAM was kind of a comment on the bottom. Something like 6 months ago, they updated it, and suddenly everything is ReRAM, and MRAM is a comment on the bottom. So you can see that the big focus has shifted to ReRAM. Weebit today is really swamped with work with the large foundries and IDMs and big product companies that are looking for ReRAM. So we already have two foundries as licensees. We're expecting to sign more licensing agreements in 2025. So I think it's really now we're starting to see the transition in semiconductors. Transitions never happen overnight. They kind of take a year or two or some time, but we're definitely already in that transition now, and ReRAM is clearly growing. The demand for ReRAM is growing rapidly.
That's great. So why should companies consider Weebit's ReRAM IP when looking at an embedded NVM solution? Can you give us the quick value proposition?
So ReRAM, I would say, kind of if I try to say it in one long sentence, we are significantly faster than flash. We consume significantly less power than flash. Our endurance is much higher than flash. I mentioned already we're cheaper to manufacture than flash and way cheaper than MRAM. We can scale to smaller geometries. We already demonstrated. We have a demo chip that was manufactured on 22 nanometers and showing really nice results. We already have several PDKs with FinFET that we've simulated, and we showed that we have good results. So we can go down to much smaller geometries. And overall, it really is a much more efficient solution. And ReRAM is a standard CMOS. I mean, our ReRAM is standard CMOS. We just go into a standard manufacturing line. We need to obviously transfer the recipe and teach the fab how to manufacture the specific ReRAM, but it's relative to many things in semiconductor, it's much easier and simpler.
And what continued R&D is needed as the industry moves forward with ReRAM?
Well, in this industry, you constantly need to improve your technology. In the case of Weebit, we're improving constantly a lot of parameters. We're focused on moving to smaller geometries. We're now actually in the process already of qualifying for 150 degrees. And, moving forward as we become more pervasive, there's going to be work on a memory compiler, automating a lot more things. So we still have a lot to do, but I guess overall we already have today a very good technology, and we're going to continually improve it.
And Kobe, what is the thing that gets you the most excited about working in the semiconductor industry right now, and with Weebit in particular?
I think I've been in this industry for so long, and it's really, it's a great industry. I've seen it transform. Today, 8 out of 10 of the largest market cap companies in the world are basically semiconductor companies. It just shows where this industry is. It's really in the heart of everything that's happening in the world, and that's very exciting. And I think that this is just going to become even more extreme, and with AI pushing things even forward. For me, of course, what gets me really excited is the fact that now Weebit has a good quality technology ready for the market. We are now moving it into the market and closing deals, licensing agreements, transferring it to the fabs. And I think that in the next year, 2 years, we're going to experience a very large growth of usage of ReRAM. So to me, this is these coming 2 years are going to be really, really exciting.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we started about the same time in the semiconductor industry, and I think right now is one of the most exciting times. So Final question, Kobe. How do customers normally engage with Weebit?
Well, I think today, you know, we have such a board, the caliber of people that we have on the board, like Dadi Perlmutter, like Atik Raza, Yoav Nissan-Cohen, puts us in the spotlight of a lot of people. People are following up on us and reaching out. You know, the simplest way for people to reach out, and we have quite a few people just reaching out to us through the website and coming to conferences. We're going to be at CES in January and going to be meeting a lot of different companies. And yes, I can definitely encourage everyone to reach out. Our website is probably the easiest way, and we're looking forward to talking to the fabs and product companies.
That's great. Thank you for your time, Kobe. It's great talking to you again, and I'll see you at CES next year.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.